I've been talking to Savannah about Jesus for a long time, but I didn't get to lead her to Jesus.
It doesn't matter who led Savannah to Jesus. The good news is that she's a Christian now. I'm Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. Thanks for stopping by. Did you know that every single one of us has a part to play in leading people to Jesus? Some people are really good at sharing their faith through words. Some do it better through music, and still others by bringing their friends to church. It's not important what you do, but that you do something. After all, it's God who does the saving anyway. So let's be happy when people become Christians and not worry about who did the most. John 4:36 says, "Both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together." And now for our story today, it's entitled, "Happy for the Harvest." Mallory walked into the living room and threw her backpack on the floor. She looked up at her dad watching her and frowned. "I don't get it." "Care to talk about it?" asked Dad. Mallory sighed. "It's about Savannah." "Savannah?" her dad repeated. "She's the friend you've been praying for, isn't she?" Mallory nodded. "She just became a Christian." "That's great," said Dad. "I know you've been talking to her about Jesus and inviting her to church." "But that's just it," said Mallory. "You know how long I've been witnessing to her, but now Mrs. Knoll led her to Jesus, not me." "I see," said Dad, scratching his chin. "And you thought you should be the one to do that, right?" "Well, sure. I'm the one who prayed for her all this time and who talked to her. I even gave her a Bible for her birthday." "And that may be the very reason why Savannah was ready to trust in Jesus," Dad replied. "But why should Mrs. Knoll get all the credit for bringing her to Jesus? Why wouldn't God let me be the one to do that?" "I don't know," said Dad. "Maybe to keep you from taking credit for it? After all, Mrs. Knoll isn't the one who gets credit either. There's a verse in the Bible where the Apostle Paul says, "I planted the seeds in your hearts and Apollos watered it, but it was God who made it grow." It looks like God allowed you to plant and Mrs. Knoll to water. Jesus said both those who sow or plant and those who reap should be happy when the harvest comes in. Mallory sat down on the couch thinking about what her dad had said. "You see, Mallory, it shouldn't matter who was there when Savannah decided to trust in Jesus," Dad continued. "You witnessed faithfully for all those months, and now Jesus has saved Savannah. Be happy about that, and give him the credit for how he's used you and Mrs. Knoll in her life." "You're right," said Mallory. "The important thing is that now Savannah knows Jesus." So how about you? When someone trusts Jesus as their Savior, are you happy, even if you're not given credit for whatever you did to point that person to him? Jesus tells us to plant and water by faithfully witnessing to others, but only he can save them. Your part is to be faithful in telling others about Jesus, showing them his love. Then rejoice and give thanks whenever someone turns to him. Our key verse is John 4:36.
"Both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together."
And our key thought for today, witness faithfully. Grab a safe and easy tool to learn about Jesus wherever you go with the Keys for Kids Storyteller. It has a full audio Bible and a year's worth of Keys for Kids stories. And with its simple design, it's easy for kids to use. When you buy a Storyteller, you'll be buying one for someone else around the world too. So grab one today at keysforkids.net/storyteller. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.